congestion and traffic in St. Petersburg in this corridor. Just think. Soon you'll be able to hop on a rapid transit vehicle and get to the most beautiful beaches in the world in just about a half hour. Every 15 minutes, a Sunrunner rapid transit bus will be right here going up and down First Avenue North and South. Today marks the completion of the first Sunrunner rapid transit station, and it's more than a reason to celebrate. This Sunrunner station behind me that will be revealed soon allows easy access for everyone in our community to board Sunrunner Rapid Transit and enjoy what this corridor has to offer. The Sunrunner wouldn't be a reality without so many people who are in the audience today helping out with this project. This has been a long time in coming. It has been a marathon, not a sprint. But I wanted to say first, it would not be possible without the man who believed in this project since its inception. Mayor Rick Kreisman, your belief in this and fingerprints will live on forever in this project once it's up and running. And we at PSTA cannot thank you enough for all the work you've done during your term to make this Sunrunner and its stations shine. Without further ado, it is my pleasure to introduce the great mayor of St. Petersburg, Rick Kreisman.
Good morning, everyone. The sun is certainly shining brightly on us today, and it is shining on this beautiful new Sunrunner shelter and certainly on those other shelters which will be installed. I want to thank Brad Miller and your board and your entire team. You know, things don't happen without partnerships and collaboration. And that's how we make real progress, both here in Pinellas County and in the city of St. Petersburg. And so it's been so important that we've had a great partnership with Brad and everybody affiliated and associated with PSTA. We wouldn't have this happening today without that partnership, so thank you, Brad. I also want to take a moment to thank the St. Petersburg residents and business owners and the visitors to this city for their patience during the construction of this Sunrunner project. So I drive along First Avenues North and South pretty much every day, and I know that there have been delays and certainly adjustments to how we use are used to driving on those roads. And these delays and disruptions to our normal travel, though, they'll all be worth it when we have the option of riding this beautiful new, fast, frequent, and reliable transit service that will be the first of its kind in the Tampa Bay region. I also want to say my thanks to my Director of Transportation, Evan Morey, and his team. Again, this stuff doesn't happen without us having a great Department of Transportation, and it's taken a lot of coordination of traffic routes and parking during all this construction that's been going on. And I know it hasn't been easy for Evan and his team, but they've stepped up in a big way, and I can't say thank you enough to them. I also want to thank Catherine Woods for her extraordinary artwork that is being incorporated at Sunrunner Shelter. As a city of the arts, I've always strongly supported funding for public art. You just ask my Director of Cultural Affairs, Wayne Atherholt, he'll tell you that, and thanks for all that you do, Wayne. Our investment will make the Sunrunner service unique in comparison to premium transit services in other cities. And this artwork is as functional as it is beautiful, visually enhancing each sheltered station, and reflecting the unique characteristics of the neighborhoods and business districts in which they're located. So like all of you, I am looking forward to the day when we will all be able to take this beautiful ride together throughout our great city, and I want to thank you all for being here today. Thank you.
So, I know we talk all the time about how Tampa Bay region has struggled to keep up with transportation alternatives for our community. And this represents the very first rapid transit after a very long time and effort in the Tampa Bay region. Now we are joining almost every other city in the world with rapid transit. But of course, we want to make this service special for St. Petersburg and our own community. And then, so having Catherine Woods, a local artist, provide unbelievable public art as part of this whole corridor that the entire region can join is what is going to make this special. not the buses, not the platforms. It is the beautiful public art. So I want to thank her completely for joining our team and making really world amazing art that we recognize. I want to introduce Ms. Catherine Woods.
Beautiful day today. I feel so fortunate to have this weather we're having. This project has been a delight to work on. I love working with PSTA and with the city. My direct contacts at PSTA, Abhishek Dayal and Whitney Fox, have been wonderful to work with, enthusiastic and helpful along the whole way. And of course, Mayor Rick Reisman and his backing and his support and the city's support has been wonderful. And I feel fortunate to be here in the City of the Arts. I've also been asked to say a little bit about the artwork. So, I don't know, do I say it now while I'm still surprised? Okay, well, I'll talk now because I'm up here, Barney. One thing about the shelters, I wanted to make sure there's 16 shelters, 16 stations. And I wanted to make everyone specific to the neighborhood in which it was sited. So I actually went out, when I say I took thousands of photographs, that's not hyperbole. I took thousands of photographs, usually a couple hundred per neighborhood, and then I used those photographs as my palette for creating the shelters, incorporating them in the background, in the foreground, making elements from the architectural details, making linear collages from them. So every one of them is very specific to the neighborhood in which it is sited. And I do want to say, while you can get a lot of detail out of them, they can still be appreciated whether you recognize the details or not. Know the neighborhood, you might be able to see, oh, there's that detail from that building across the street, or there's the place where I always go for coffee. Something that you can see in the shelters. So, in addition to doing that, I'm probably talking too fast because that's what I do. In addition to having all the shelters individual, creating this from the beginning, since this is a mural city, St. Peter's a mural city, I kind of took all the glasses out, put them next to each other, and made sure that it also functioned in mural form. So all the shelters look like they talk to each other, and they're connected in a mural-like way, but they're also specific to the neighborhoods. So, thank you very much for being here. I can't wait to see everything unveiled, and enjoy.
Wanting to make sure that our rapid transit project was signature to St. Petersburg, which was art. We also know, and we are very thankful of the partnerships we've had to make sure that this, like every other transit system in the world does, promotes economic development and opportunities for jobs and people to live near, more easily, along a rapid transit corridor. So the next person I wanted to introduce is a developer who is making that possible right here. I first want to thank the great partnership we've had all along with the St. Petersburg City Council. And we have a great many of them joining us today, including PSTA representatives, Gina Driscoll and Deborah Fix Sanders on the St. Pete City Council. We have also St. Pete City Council Chair, Mr. Ed Montaneri. And also from the St. Pete City Council, Ms. Brandy Gabbard. It's important that St. Petersburg has been a partner to this to take advantage of the investment of this rapid transit corridor with development around it at stations, just like is going to be on this parking lot today. So I want to bring up the developer of the project that's going to be here, Mr. Mike Flood from the Danuzio Group. Same people.
Morning. Thanks, Brad. As Brad was saying, we will be developing this site. We'll be breaking ground probably by the end of next year on a 28-story tower. It'll be 120 hotel rooms, 163 residential units, 55,000 square feet of office space, and about 20,000 square feet of retail, right here. We could not be more excited about having the Sunrunner right in front of our site. think about our hotel guests coming downstairs and going directly to the beach. It's just such a wonderful thing. And I couldn't be more happy about our partnership with the City of St. Pete, City Council members, Mayor Kreisman, for everything you've done to help us make this project a reality. We'll also be having 400 plus parking spaces, the majority of which will be for the public, due largely in part with our partnership with the City of St. Pete through our partner, through our public. Thank you again, and we can't wait to get everything going here. Thank you.
Okay. Last but not least, and first I also want to, I failed to mention, I want to very much thank the Vice Mayor of St. Petersburg, Ms. Kanika Tama, for being here too. Thank you very much. Has been along for the long and sometimes roller coaster ride that this project has had for a very long time with me, up to Tallahassee, dozens of times to Washington, D.C. She has been on the PSA board and been a great leader, been a great mentor to myself, but has been along the Sunrunner corridor, and I know she's just as excited as I am to actually see it finally come to fruition. And that she is one of, I think we have a quorum of PSTA board members that are here this morning. In addition to Commissioner Janet Long, who I'm going to bring up in a second, I want to recognize our chair and thank her for being here, Ms. Pat Girard from the County Commission. Mr. Dan Siraki, our Secretary Treasurer. I also mentioned that Gina Driscoll and Deborah Fick-Sanders are here from the City of St. Petersburg. They're on the PSA board. We've got also Josh Schulman and Vince Cox, citizen representatives on PSA. Thank you for being here. And my list. Richard, I'm not going to forget you, so I want to recognize Richard Bennett from representing these communities at PSC. So again, I know this has been one of her babies, just like it's been one of mine. I want to bring up County Commissioner Ms. Janet Long.
All of you for being here to celebrate this very momentous occasion, not only for our city, but our entire county and our region. It should not be forgotten that in the big plan of transportation for our region, this right here is the beginning and the catalyst for a 41-mile route that will finally begin to put firmly in place the spine of what will eventually be a really good, effective, efficient transportation system for our company in our region. As I came down here this morning, I could not help but think of the challenges and the roadblocks and the hiccups that we went through as we began to put this plan
vehicles hopefully will be in the future powered 100% by electric, and right now it is a hybrid electric vehicle. So the real energy behind this project has been commissioned. I want to also recognize that we have our PSA board member from Dunedin, City of Dunedin, Dunedin Commissioner Mr. Jeff Gallows.
Shots of what I could available.
I'd also want to thank our partners, our funding partners along the Sun Runner. In addition to the City of St. Petersburg and PSTA, this has been a partnership at the local, state, and federal level. I want to thank our partners with the Florida Department of Transportation, especially Mr. Secretary David Gwynn, who couldn't be here this morning, and also our federal partners at the Federal Transit Administration, and our Congressman, Mr. Charlie Crist. So now is the morning that we've all been waiting for. And often, as a bus rider myself, I often say these words. The time when we reveal the very first completed Sunrunner station. So, bus driver, move that bus!
I listen.
You listen, thank you.